You know, people talk a lot about Wilmington's difficulties, and it's hard not to, and we heard it in some of the remarks tonight. But we should never lose sight of the fact that we live in a wonderful city. We have beautiful and diverse neighborhoods, outstanding parks and public places, and magnificent cultural institutions. We are the strategic center of Delaware. We are home to 50% of the nation's publicly traded corporations, a national center for the credit card industry. We are home to a vibrant port and the 11th busiest train station in America. 50,000 people work here each day. The billion-dollar riverfront story continues to unfold, and the resurgent downtown is showing promises never before. These are advantages most city government officials would just die for. But like many cities, we have problems. Many of our neighborhoods are struggling. We have failed to control senseless violence over the past too many decades. Too many of our children are being raised in poverty, and levels of joblessness and incarceration in our neighborhoods has become normalized. In addition to the human toll, these deficits have hurt our reputation nationally and have impeded economic growth. Our city has structural limitations that Councilman Guy mentioned earlier that have historically constrained us. We must ask the General Assembly to approve changes to our residency laws, and again, to raise any tax but the property tax, which is fast becoming uncompetitive. We have no control over the schools that educate our children, and we have no power of annexation. Wilmington needs a long-term funding formula that is sustainable without our having to go to Dover every other year begging for help. This is beneath the dignity. This is beneath the dignity of a proud and independent city. We have allowed Wilmington to be defined by the worst of us and not by the best of who we are. We have budgeted not to our potential, but to our perceived limits, forgetting that each time we acquiesce to these limits, our ability to grow and improve is further limited. We pay too many of our employees less than the market demands. The consequences are poor morale, police officers who leave at the first opportunity, difficulty in attracting high-quality management personnel, and a workforce that spends too much time thinking about how to get even with the system rather than being motivated by a shared vision of success. But this is not who we have to be. We can envision a beautiful, a well-maintained and safe city committed to the rebuilding of neighborhoods, employment for the jobless, an energetic downtown populated by young entrepreneurs, all driven by an economic development machine that is surely part of our DNA. In order to reduce joblessness among our residents, I have asked Special Assistant to the Mayor, Lassie Freeman, to develop an employment infrastructure for the recruitment, training, and placement of our unemployed citizens. This will be among our administration's very highest priorities. Now, everyone is concerned with crime, so let me say something about public safety. I remain unalterably committed to community policing strategies and deploying as many officers onto our streets and our downtown as possible. We have some of the finest police officers in the state of Delaware, and they do the toughest kind of police work. But they cannot reduce the underlying cause of crime by themselves. We must help our officers reduce crime by stabilizing neighborhoods, by strengthening families, and by keeping our kids in school. We need healthy community centers for children and programs to keep them engaged. I will encourage our state officials to fully engage with our education community to allow for a new educational vision for our state with an adequately funded, weighted system to help our children get the education they need and deserve. As has been reported, I've employed a national search firm to help us review all candidates for police chief, both internal and external. We owe it to ourselves to get professionals to evaluate department leadership and recommend best practices and innovation in policing. During this time, Police Chief Cummings has agreed to stay on and assist in any way, as he describes it, any way that helps my city. One of our most important tasks will be to improve morale among our employees, identified in our transition reports as a widespread problem. Beyond simply showing people the respect that everyone deserves, we must embrace the idea that we are all in this together, each and every city department. If we want to have pride in our work and in each other, we have to think of ourselves as family. We will learn to succeed or fail not as individuals, but together. If there's one theme that will transcend every operation in our city, every project, every daily duty of every employee, it will be the pursuit of excellence in everything we do. My belief is that if we can't do something well, then we shouldn't do it at all. All of our buildings, our firehouses, Chief, and Hicks Anderson Community Center, Namdi, not receiving the care they deserve. They're not in the condition of excellence that I want to see for our buildings. Go to a firehouse and see the condition. It's not the level of excellence that we want. But I must tell you also, that very same comment applies to the city-county building. I intend to spend all of my time reminding all of our employees as they enter the building each day that excellence lives here. That's what we're going to demand of all of our employees. But the pursuit of excellence doesn't end with City Hall. We must all rededicate ourselves, each and every citizen, to answer the call for a new birth of optimism in the city of Wilmington. For Wilmington to prosper, this culture must be shared by all our citizens, from South Bridge to Northeast, from Cool Spring to the Triangle, from the Highlands to St. Ease and back to Eastside. We must remember that we're all in this together, black, white, Hispanic, gay and straight, rich and poor. Our success will depend on what Teddy Roosevelt long ago called the good citizen being involved in the future vision of our city. Our mission to achieve a resurgent Wilmington, proud, confident, and prosperous, will not be easy, but I am confident with motivated and proud city employees, our business leaders, the clergy, dedicated elected officials, and the commitment of the indispensable good citizen that our mission will be accomplished. For my part, I can only promise you my very best for the next 4 years. Thank you.